We have seen growing number of people being repatriated here in the border, but we are trying to make the best effort with the PNH, trying to coordinate in order to be prepared for it, you know.
And so what is your collaboration like with the National Haitian Police?
Well, first of all, the main task, me as a Spanish speaker, is to try to coordinate every disagreement or misunderstanding they have with the CESFRON, that it's the Dominican military, as a translator. Sometimes people who's being repatriated doesn't have any information to be back here in the country. So we are trying to coordinate with ONGs and many different UN office that comes every day so they can provide them help.
What kind of conversations are you having with people coming from the Dominican Republic?
Well, first of all, they say that they feel desperate. They feel desperate. They don't know what is gonna happen with them because they are not sure about the entire process they are going through. See, so we try to first talk to them, try to explain that we will do whatever it's in our power in order to solve their problems, but we try to, as a UN poll, we don't have like further instructions to go along with the process, just to make sure that the PNH is doing a good job and try to help them with all of our efforts.
Have you seen a lot more people crossing the border lately?
Yeah, of course. It has been, you can see an increase of persons coming through DR to Haiti, but we're trying to collaborate as much as we can with the PNH so we can be ready and prepared for whatever it may come on this process.
Do you foresee a continuous increase in people coming? What is your vision of the situation right now?
Well, it depends. It depends because every day we have meetings with the authorities on both sides. We don't have much, many people coming on a regular day, but 2 days at the week, Monday and Thursday, you can see more people going on through the border because we have a day of market. So it depends.
Based on your conversations, are these Haitians leaving the Dominican Republic because they're forced to leave, or are they leaving voluntarily?
Voluntarily. I mean, I would say like 100% of the people we are interviewed, it's voluntarily coming back.
Is it because they're afraid of staying there?
No, because, as they said, according to them, they didn't have like the opportunity to keep living on DR, in DR side. So they took like the chance that the office are giving here in Haiti so they can move on with their lives.